Grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good afternoon with 90 FM News. I'm Crazy Becky. In school news, students in Salt Lake City, Utah, have a new faculty member to look up to. Literally. Sean Bradley, the 7'6" former NBA player, has accepted a position on the faculty of a Salt Lake City school. The nonprofit school is geared towards students who have been less successful in other schools. Administrators say Bradley's size gives him immediate credibility with the students, but leading the NBA in block shots from 1996 to 97 probably helps a little too. Bradley says he hopes he can put the kids on a path to a more productive life. So much for early retirement. I'll have a look at your central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather, tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 50 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it is 72 degrees. I'll have the top 5 teams, the point values for Hour 21, and Question 1 for Hour 23 of Trivia 38 after Trivia Focus.
Hi, this is 90 FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure.
All right. What is your team name?
SC League of Extraordinary Carrots.
And how did you come up with that name?
Because of the trivia theme this year, Trivia Returns, we decided that it sounds good.
How long have you been playing?
This is our 12th year.
Do you have a mascot?
We do. It's a carrot.
Does the carrot have a name?
John Schmoltz.
Well, what gets you pumped to do trivia?
It's going to be wild. We're getting going.
What do you think of the 90 FM staff?
We like to decorate them with funny things.
How many players are on your team?
Can't really count. I would say John Schmoltz.
What question has stumped you the most?
The ones that we didn't get.
How well is your team doing so far in the contest? If your team was a food, what would you be?
My mother's.
What is the dumbest answer you've given so far in the contest?
Nothing I own, isn't it?
What kind of food have you been eating this weekend?
My mother's and pickle mice.
How many carrots have you eaten?
Over
who is your favorite 90 FM DJ?
Mine would have to be you.
Oh, thank you. What's my name?
I don't know.
Would you raise alien carrot?
Yes, we would make it our official mascot every year.
Would you be afraid that it would be an alien?
No.
What would you name it?
I don't have a clue.
Do you think Oz's weakness is kryptonite?
No, he's God.
If Oz was in a fight with Superman, who would win?
John Schmoltz.
Can you answer questions faster than a speeding bullet?
Probably no. The rest of my team, we have a member that works at Starbucks, so lots of espresso beans.
What is the best pickup line at a bar?
Do you have a mirror in your pocket? Because I can see myself in your pants.
Now, is there anything else that you want to say about trivia?
My younger sister woke up with an unlit cigarette between her lips and a beer bottle in her hand.
For Trivia Focus, I'm DJ Albino.
Trivia Focus here on 90 FM has been brought to you in part by Ford Chiropractic Clinic, 3108 Church Street in Stevens Point. Reminding players that registration for youth football is being held on Thursday, May 10th, from 6 until 8 p.m., and on Saturday, May 12th, from 8 until noon. That's Ford Chiropractic Clinic.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, since 1857, celebrating 150 years of brewing excellence. AIG Travel Guard, offering a progressive wellness program with access to an on-site health coach to all employees. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
The point values for questions in hour 21 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 40 points, question 2 is worth 15 points, question 3 is worth 10 points, question 4 is worth 10 points, question 5 is worth 35 points, question 6 is worth 10 points, question 7 is worth 10 points, question 8 is worth 10 points. The point values for questions in hour 21 of Trivia 38 are: question 1 is worth 40 points, question 2 is worth 15 points, question 3 is worth 10 points, question 4 is worth 10 points, question 5 is worth 35 points, question 6 is worth 10 points, question 7 is worth 10 points, and question 8 is worth 10 points. The top 5 team standings as of hour 21, question 8, are: in 5th place with 3,635 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In 4th place with 3,695 points is the Knights of Neek. In 3rd place with 3,735 points is Return of Sloopy X, tied with Network. In 2nd place with 3,860 points is Graduates of a Lesser God. And in 1st place with 4,425 points is Tin Man. The team winning this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Franzia, More People, Less Chips. The grocery bag giveaway is provided by County Market, open 24 hours, and Domino's, 345-0901. Bring your copy of the new Trivia Times with the ID number in it down to the 90FM studios to pick up your certificates for this hour's grocery bag giveaway. Again, the winner of this hour's grocery bag giveaway is Franzia, More People, Less Chips. And now question 1 of hour 23. At age 7, after an audition at which he played Goodnight Irene on the piano in 7 different keys, he became the youngest student to be enrolled at Juilliard School of Music. What is the first and last name of this talented artist? Again, question 1, hour 23. At age 7, after an audition at which he played Goodnight Irene on the piano in 7 different keys, he became the youngest student to be enrolled at the Juilliard School of Music. What is the first and last name of this talented artist?
Trivia 38. N. Wayne Edwards.
We're in the middle of question 1, hour 23, here at Trivia on 90FM. At age 7, after an audition at which he played Goodnight Irene on the piano in 7 different keys, he became the youngest student to be enrolled at the Juilliard School of Music. What is the first and last name of this talented artist?
I love you.
down the back, please. Phones down. That ends question one of hour 23. At age 7, after an audition at which he played Goodnight Irene on the piano in seven different keys, he became the youngest student to be enrolled at the Juilliard School of Music. What is the first and last name of this talented artist? The answer to question one of hour 23, Marvin Hamlisch. Again, the answer to question one, hour 23, Marvin Hamlisch. Moving on, question two of hour 23, here on 90FM, the world's largest trivia contest. For years, the ventriloquist was a major player in the Gotham underworld. He enacted his criminal campaigns through his dummy. What is the name of the ventriloquist's dummy? Repeating question two, hour 23. For years, the ventriloquist was a major player in the Gotham underworld. He enacted his criminal campaigns through his dummy. What is the name of the ventriloquist's dummy? In the middle of question two of hour 23, for years the ventriloquist was a major player in the Gotham underworld. He enacted his criminal campaigns through his dummy. What is the name of the ventriloquist's dummy?
Keep it, I take the ring from me. that dead bone. Take my baby away from home.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question two of hour 23. For years, the ventriloquist was a major player in the Gotham underworld. He enacted his criminal campaigns through his dummy. What is the name of the ventriloquist's dummy? The answer to question two of hour 23, Scarface. Again, the answer to question two of hour 23, Scarface. Before we move on to question three, we're going to do trivia stone clue number six. This is for group B. Time for Trivia Stone Group B, clue number six. Please listen closely. This is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number six. From where you are now, go past the mushroom, the stone bench, and the plow. Now turn right. Go past the guy with glasses and turn left. Continue past the professional baseball team. Turn right at the warning. Go past the sailboat and the thermometer. Now turn right. Go past the basket of flowers, the horse and buggy, and the butterflies. Now turn left. Go past the Christmas lights. Turn right at the sandbox. Again, this is Trivia Stone Group B, clue number six. From where you are now, go past the mushroom, the stone bench, and the plow. Now turn right. Go past the guy with glasses and turn left. Continue past the professional baseball team. Turn right at the warning. Go past the sailboat and the thermometer. Now turn right. Go past the basket of flowers, the horse and buggy, and the butterflies. Now turn left. Go past the Christmas lights. Turn right at the sandbox. 90FM reminds all trivia players to drive carefully and obey all traffic laws when participating in any of the traveling questions. The clues are very obvious, but will require cleverness on the team player's part. This year's Trivia Stone is made possible in part from a grant from the Portage County Gazette, Portage County's locally owned and locally written weekly newspaper featuring trivia teams and scores in this Friday's edition. Our store, proud to support Trivia 38, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Dreamweaver's Bridal. Experience the difference. 2824 Post Road, Stevens Point, 344-1181. And online at dreamweaversbridal.com. Applied Tech Solutions Incorporated. Removing the boundaries between you and technology. 1313 2nd Street, downtown Stevens Point, 344-3703. And Hoffman's Hobbies. Your sports authorities, 3001 Michigan Avenue, 341-3867. All right, now we are moving on to question three of hour 23, Trivia 38 here on 90FM. In the initial release of this suspense thriller flick, when it was presented in suitably equipped theaters, it was shown in Sense Surround. What is the name of this feature-length suspense thriller? Repeating question three of hour 23. In the initial release of this suspense thriller flick, when it was presented in suitably equipped theaters, it was shown in Sense Surround. What is the name of this feature-length suspense thriller? Thank you. the middle of question 3, hour 23, in the initial release of this suspense thriller flick, when it was presented in suitably equipped theaters, it was shown in Sense Surround. What is the name of this feature-length suspense thriller?
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me.
Down, please. Phones down. That ends question 3 of hour 23. In the initial release of this suspense thriller flick, when it was presented in suitably equipped theaters, it was shown in Sense Surround. What is the name of this feature-length suspense thriller? The answer to question 3 of hour 23, Roller Coaster. Again, the answer to question 3, hour 23, Roller Coaster. Question 4, the world's largest trivia contest in hour 23, reads this way. What is the first and last name of the alter ego of Tartuffe, the spry wonder dog? Repeating question 4 of hour 23, what is the first and last name of the alter ego of Tartuffe, the spry wonder dog?
Trying to see it my way, do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. Get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's
We are in the middle of question four of hour 23. What is the first and last name of the alter ego of Tartuffe the Spry Wonder Dog? Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question four of hour 23 here at Trivia 38 on 90FM. What is the first and last name of the alter ego of Tartuffe the Spry Wonder Dog? The answer to question four of hour 23, Bobby Hill. Again, the answer to question four, hour 23, Bobby Hill. Before we get to question five, it's time for music question number two. Music question number two is snippets of eight songs. You should use form number two, included in the New Trivia Times, to write the titles of the songs in the order they are played. Each of the songs is equivalent to a question, and points will be awarded accordingly. The answer sheets are to be turned in to the 90FM studios between 8 and 8:45 p.m. Saturday. Please remember to include your team ID number on the answer sheet. This year's music questions are made possible by grants from Music Quest Musicians Supply, 1101 Berlowski Road, Stevens Point, 344-6900. Whether you're an aspiring musician or a seasoned professional, we have the right gear at the right price. Our store, with our new store at the entrance to Village Park Shopping Center in Plover. Our store is your store. Grazzi's Italian Grill, fresh from scratch, located at 5327 Highway 10 East, 345-7808, and forthcoming dance space, 841 Clark Street, Stevens Point, 344-6127. Learning to walk sets you in motion. Learning to dance sets you free. Here now is trivia music question number two. Thank you. All right. We're in the middle of hour 23. We're going to start question 5 right now. Here's how it reads. This fictional roadway was a magical ribbon of light that begins way up above and ends way down below and starts far beyond where the astronauts go. What is the name of this road? Again, question 5 of hour 23. This fictional roadway was a magical ribbon of light that begins way up above and ends way down below and starts far beyond where the astronauts go. What is the name of this road? Good luck, and please dial carefully. Here from 90FM. Question 5. This fictional roadway was a magical ribbon of light that begins way up above and ends way down below and starts far beyond where the astronauts go. What is the name of this road?
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right, Mama. Just any way you do, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah.
Phones down the back, please. Phones down. That ends question 5 of hour 23. This fictional roadway was a magical ribbon of light that begins way up above and ends way down below and starts far beyond where the astronauts go. What is the name of this road? The answer to question 5 of hour 23. Hooper Bloob Highway. Hooper Bloob Highway.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery. Proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point. St. Michael's Hospital and Ministry Medical Group, your local access points for primary and specialty care. Visit us on the web at www.ministryhealth.org. And the UWSP Alumni Association and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Connecting to the future. Join the Connecting Point online alumni community at www.uwsp.edu/alumni.
Moving on, in hour 23, we're on question 6. Prior to witnessing an explosion, this master harpooner sang a story which included reference to the following. Harpoon Hannah, Typhoon Tessie, and Mermaid Minnie. What is the first and last name of this master harpooner? Again, question 6 of hour 23. Prior to witnessing an explosion, this master harpooner sang a story which included reference to the following. Harpoon Hannah, Typhoon Tessie, and Mermaid Minnie. What is the first and last name of this master harpooner? In the middle of question 6 of hour 23, prior to witnessing an explosion, this master harpooner sang a story which included reference to the following. Harpoon Hannah, Typhoon Tessie, and Mermaid Minnie. What is the first and last name of this master harpooner?
He loved me.
Oh, no, that's just the song.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question six of hour 23. Prior to witnessing an explosion, this master harpooner sang a story which included reference to the following. Harpoon Hannah, Typhoon Tessie, and Mermaid Minnie. What is the first and last name of this master harpooner? The answer to question six of hour 23, Ned Land. Again, the answer to question six of hour 23, Trivia 38 on 90 FM, Ned Land. Question seven of hour 23 reads this way. The innovative professional baseball executive retired as a Major League Baseball player at the age of 28 to pursue a position as an advanced scout. He later rose through the ranks to his executive position. What is the first and last name of this baseball executive? Again, question seven of hour 23. This innovative professional baseball executive retired as a Major League Baseball player at the age of 28 to pursue a position as an advanced scout. He later rose through the ranks to his executive position. What is the first and last name of this baseball executive?
Trivia 38 and Wayne Edwards.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo. There was Mermaid Minnie. Met her down in Madagascar. She would kiss me anytime that I would ask her. Then one evening, her flame of love blew out. Blow me down and pick me up. She swapped me for a trout.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you last. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
There was Typhoon Tessie. Met her on the coast of Java. When we kissed, I bubbled up like molten lava. Then she gave me the scare of my young life. Blow me down and pick me up. She was the captain's wife.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lad. A whale of a tale or two about the flapping fish and the girls I've loved on nights like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all true, I swear by my tattoo.
Then there was Harpoon Hannah. Had a look that spelled out danger. My heart quivered when she whispered, I'm there, stranger. Bought her trinkets that sailors can't afford.
Sailors can't afford.
And when I spent my last red cent, she tossed me overboard.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lads. A whale of a tale or two. Of the flapping fish and the girls I've loved. A nice like this with the moon above. A whale of a tale, and it's all through my sail.
We are in the middle of question 7 of hour 23. This innovative professional baseball executive retired as a Major League Baseball player at the age of 28 to pursue a position as an advanced scout. He later rose through the ranks to his executive position. What is the first and last name of this baseball executive?
Ba 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 ba
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question 7 of hour 23. This innovative professional baseball executive retired as a Major League Baseball player at the age of 28 to pursue a position as an advanced scout. He later rose to the ranks to his executive position. What is the first and last name of this baseball executive? The answer to question 7 of hour 23, Billy Bean. Again, the answer to question 7, hour 23, Billy Bean. Question 8, the final question to hour 23. What is the first and last name of this television character who uses the Gurgler 4000 toothbrush? Again, the question. Question 8, hour 23. What is the first and last name of the television character who uses the Gurgler 4000 toothbrush? Middle of question 8 of hour 23. What is the first and last name of the television character who uses the Gurgler 4000 toothbrush?
Ain't no doctor with the green.
Phones down in the back, please. Phones down. That ends question 8 of hour 23. What is the first and last name of this television character who uses the Gurgler 4000 toothbrush? The answer to question 8 of hour 23, Adrian Monk. Again, the answer to question 8, hour 23, Adrian Monk.
Funds for Trivia 38 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Delta Dental of Wisconsin, proud to be a sponsor of Trivia 38. The Stevens Point Brewery, proud to present Rock the Brewery 2007, Saturday, June 9th. AIG Travel Guard, with over 95,000 employees in 130 countries worldwide. AIG Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. And Chase Bank, home for all your personal and business banking needs. 601 Main Street, Stevens Point.
Good afternoon with 90 FM News. I'm Crazy Becky. Today's police officers may not make as much as they should, but one 19-year-old underestimated their salaries. Amber Brienne Gordon of Iowa City, Iowa, is charged with attempting to bribe the police officers after she was caught using someone else's driver's license in a bar. Gordon offered the police everything in her pocket to let her off with just a warning, a whopping $17. Although she claimed she was only joking, Gordon now faces 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine if she's convicted. Hopefully, Gordon won't attempt to bribe anyone during the trial. In other news, how many girls could a Gustav have if Gustav wanted girls? That is the question facing the Berlin courts recently. Rico Gable, a German farmer, is claiming $65,000 in damages after some local teenagers set off firecrackers near his ostrich, Gustav. The fireworks startled Gustav and made him depressed and unwilling to mate with any of the female partners. Gable claims it has taken 6 months for Gustav to get his get-up-and-go back. Gable also claims that Gustav could have fathered 14 little Gustavs and Gustavias worth $460 each during those 6 months. Gable, the German, expects to gain a garish sum for Gustav's no-go in the gonads. And I'll have a look at our central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital, Highway 10 East, celebrating 25 years of service, featuring quality medicine and surgery, state-of-the-art laser surgery, in-house laboratory, and a staff that genuinely cares for your pets.
In your central Wisconsin weather, tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 50 degrees. Sunday, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s. Currently, it is 72 degrees.